This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
KAO, 82HW. 82HW. KAO, good evening, sir. Good evening, sir. So, I got a new coax from my diamond mount to my radio for my 2-meter 70 centimeter, and I want to check it out.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm hearing you just fine. Are you you driving around now?
This is on the HT. I'm gonna switch over. I just wanted to make sure that we can talk to each other first. I gotta find the microphone. It fell between the seats somewhere. Give me a minute here. So I guess I wasn't as ready to test as I thought I was. So I'm gonna switch over radios.
Alrighty. Did you put the watt meter in line yet with the new coax?
I thought I'd use you.
Well, yeah, but you're full quieting. I mean, you know, the HT with the ducky in the Jeep is full quieting too. It's gonna. I guess what's gonna be the telltale sign is, you know, when you get out in the fringes, when you were out around Ogden the other time, you were teaching out Leroy and I couldn't hear you anymore.
And when I was over in, Roncroft Boulevard neighborhood in 590, that area, you had reported that my signal was kind of wonky, which really, that isn't that far away.
Yeah, no, that should have been that noisy. You're right. I guess I'm trying to understand what do you think happened to the original coax? You think it got pinched in the door? What do you think might have happened to it? Did you get water in it, or what? What do you think might have happened?
What I'm pretty sure happened was that the coax, which is a really small coax, is really, really tiny. It came with the diamond mount. I don't know what it's called, but the whole thing probably in an 8-inch diameter, and then it's got a really small connector on the end that screws into an adapter for the normal 239 connection. And the cable was barely long enough to make it to the radio. How I had it routed through the interior panels of the car. And the radio itself wasn't as secure as it needed to be, so it was bouncing around a little bit, and it looked like there was a pretty sharp pinch right on that little cable where it connected to the adapter.
Okay, that's reasonable. So what did you replace this with? Did you replace it with a thicker coax? You still have that mini coax in the system, or have you eliminated that mini coax?
So I replaced it with a 1-for-1. So it's the same cable that came with the mount. And again, so it's that little smaller cable. But I moved the radio and mounted it solid to the back of the seat. So it's not as far away. So I got plenty of slack in the cable now. And the radio ain't moving at all now. It is rock solid.
Okay. Now where are you now? Are you driving out on the parkway or something?
At the parkway, just past 390, heading towards Dewey, and my final destination is Lake Avenue.
Oh, that's right. This is your get together that you do on Wednesday night. Hey, 7 of us at the park out at First Responders. So that was good, and then we went to Lucia.
Certainly a beautiful day for having an event at the park. You couldn't ask for a better day. It was in the low 80, but zero humidity, so I don't know. I wish I had the opportunity to be there. At 11 o'clock, I got a call for having to rush out to the village of Pittsburgh. So Popeye roll. And then while I was out there, of course, I got called back to one of the hotels and had to stop there on my way home and stay out.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I would say at some point I would put a meter in the line and take a look at the forward and reflect it. My thought is that it's probably respectable.
This is the NY1US.
And I guess time will tell. We'll see how we do. Have we determined that have a good connection between the antenna and the mount? I think you said you had cleaned up some corrosion that occurred during the winter, some salt and water and whatever. Have an antenna. I know Tony, when he was here, he has problems with the antennas mounted on the back gate of his Jeep with salt and water and slush and snow get mounted on them and whatever. It's not easy.
But not in this environment. So, didn't get a chance to throw the meter on. I just got the new cable on, and I looked at the clock and said, well, we gotta go. And I'm like, oh, screw it. I know how to make a QSO. So, we'll just see what the neighbors think. And so I appreciate you chiming in for me and giving me a hand with that. I'll have some time tomorrow to throw the meter on it, and we'll see what it looks like, and then just time will tell, right? Time will tell.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, the readings that you gave me when you got that meter, it looked pretty good. You know, the SWR was certainly reasonable. I think it was well below 2 to 1. But yet it didn't seem to be working all that well. But yeah, let's take it one step at a time. You've got that HD which has been working fantastically well. I really like that, the sound of that radio, that FG-65. That is a keeper for sure.
Happy, you still there, Tim?
Yes, I am. I did not receive a transmission back from you. I commented that when you got the meter you put in line, the misswire was, respectable, and yet it wasn't really performing all that well. So I guess the jury's out, throw the meter in line. I commented what a nice sounding radio the HD is, the FG-65 that you have. And I turned it back to you.
That was an error on my part. I bumped into my app on my phone, and it changed the channel on the radio, and so I had to change it back. And I did hear everything that you said, but then when I responded, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't hear the mic, the station key. So I just like, hey, what's going on here? And then, well, 1 and 1 is 2, and I'm human and make mistakes.
No, we're good. So, you got the world by the ass. Now you got a half a day tomorrow, and then it's going to God's country.
Also looking forward to the long weekend. So that's going to be a nice little thing. I'm running into challenges with I don't know if I shared with you the dilemma I'm running into with this whole cover I'm trying to have made.
Well, the last I heard, the girl was going to order the material, and I guess I haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, it's been an adventure, my friend. So she ordered the material, and the truck never made the delivery, so it got shipped back to the distributor, which was in Ohio. And when she called them on Monday morning to, like, hey, where's my material? Can you expedite it now since you screwed up? Can you next day air the material from Cleveland to me? And they're like, well, we just put it back on the truck and send it back out again. It'll be there in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, boy. Well, you still got the, even though it wasn't perfect, you still got the bolt cover that you used last year, right?
Right. But she needs the bolt to make the new cover because she needs a template on the minute, right? And so we foregoed bringing the bolt up to the Adirondacks with us on Memorial Day weekend because the material had just gotten there on that Thursday when we were leaving. And it's just like, well, the weather's going to be in the crapper anyway, so we'll just leave the boat here. Gives you 2 weeks to get the cover done, blah, blah, blah. We should be good for next weekend.
Yeah, but you're not, because she doesn't even have the material yet, right?
She did get the material on the second attempt, and she started on the cover, and I talked to her this morning, and I'm like, how are we looking? And she's like, I'm going to have it done by the end of the day today. You'll be able to pick it up tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. And then I get a text message from her about 4:30. She says, I just got blindsided with a migraine. I am down for the count. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get back to it.
Well, you know, stuff happens. I'll tell you, those migraines. I hear about those over the years. I would not wish that on anybody.
100%. And she's like, I mean, she feels horrible because of the circumstances already. And I'm like, you know, you just take care of you. Your health, your well-being is far more important than that bow cover. You know, you just take care of yourself and, you know, we'll figure it out one way or another. It just seems to be one thing after another, and it doesn't seem like I can get a break on the thing.
I'm sure it'll come to fruition. I guess she needs the bows. In other words, she's not to the point where you can take the boat and use the compromised cover. In other words, you follow what I'm asking. In other words, she's not to that point where, okay, I've got all the measurements I need. I can finish this.
I totally understand what you're asking. I can't speak to that. I did let her know. It's just like, well, just so you know, I may come grab the boat regardless tomorrow. And go, we'll see what happens. I just like, again, there's no blame to be played here. It's just been one circumstance after another that Murphy's lost it, you know what I mean? I know, you don't like that example, poor Irish guy.
Well, I just don't understand why they named that. Of course, I'm laughing with you. Both of us are laughing. Why the hell they named that after such a good Irishman? Maybe drank too many pints and then, you know, got it all screwed up, right?
I don't know the origin of the statement either. Might be something worth looking into someday. Not going to do it today, though. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. The hard part I have is breaking the news to the missus, because she has this routine, and we've already defected from the routine with Memorial Day weekend, and if I tell her that it might go another trip, I'm afraid to tell her, to be honest with you.
I think I honestly think that I would go and get the bolt. I don't know, that's a tough one. I don't know what you're gonna do. Can you rent a boat?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I probably could. But it's just like I said, it's kind of been a comedy of errors. And I can take it in stride. My wife isn't as good at that as I am. Again, she's very regimented in her on Tuesday we do this, on Wednesday we that. And when her mojo gets rocked over like this, it goes for a bit of a loop. And while I'm not wired the same way, I understand. It does make it frustrating to have to be the bearer of the news.
No, I understand. You're trying to do the right thing, and it should work out. But there's a couple wrinkles. But you and I know that it will work out. It'll work out. And that boat cover done. She'll be very happy with it. Cheryl will be very happy with it. And everything will live happily ever after. There's just a couple wrinkles, that's all.
You're 100% right. It's just dealing with the wrinkles, my friend. Just dealing with the wrinkles. We'll get through it. I got to get out of my head is what I got to do. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. It'll all be good. We're going to have, and I look at the forecast for this weekend, and I ain't looking great either, right? On Friday, it's going to be overcast. On Saturday, it's supposed to rain. On Monday, it's supposed to rain. So I'm like, gosh, is it even worth bringing the boat up there this weekend? But I don't know that that's going to be a comfortable conversation after Memorial Day.
Yeah. Like the story that Charlie told me, his buddy got stopped for DWI, and everything was going along okay, and then I had to call Cheryl.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, well, it is what it is. It's part of being in a relationship. There's going to be tough times, and there's going to be great times, and there's going to be times that are just a little arguing, and like you said, we'll get away. It's all good. So, I appreciate your time. It's always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Did Cheryl's sister get into town okay today?
Yes. No glitches with that. Seattle, Detroit, Rochester, Delta. I think she got in a little early, and after having a large sub for lunch and a little bag of chips and some ice cream, all I needed was a salad. So I'm going to do the Central New York net on 00 and see if I can get in there and put the Red Wing game down here for a while. There'll be a considerable amount of Hamtramck and Mankay time, and you know what? It's just fine with me.
So I'll be around, and we can commiserate,
and I'm going to make a point, and I forgot what it was. I'm losing it today, Tim. So you have a great rest of your day. Thanks again, and we'll talk again real soon. WBKAO from 82AW. 73, my friend. Yeah, all the best, my friend. Hey, the Red Wings won down in Lehigh Valley in 10 innings last night, 8-7. I'm just impressed with their ability to come back in games and just keep playing. I love it. I'm loving this. Take care, my friend, WB2KAO. And always remember, Tommy, it could be better. It could be a hell of a lot worse.
In fact, my friend, and as somebody wiser than me once said, if time or money can fix it, is it really a problem?
That's what Danny McHugh said when he got in a little accident. He goes, Timmy, time and money are the two things that'll fix this.
So, have a great night, my friend. 82HW is clear.
See you, buddy. WB2KAO. Ta-ta.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO is 82AD.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.